QST, 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 this is Len, WA6K, LK, WA6K, Kilo, L, Lima, K, Kilo, through the 2C TechNet. And the 2C TechNets, every week here on Countywide at 7 o'clock. The idea and purpose is to let you ask questions about radio or computer-related subjects with radio. And we'll try to answer them. I don't know all the answers, but I have friends that I can call on here in the amateur community. Some are new hams, some have been hams for a long time. I'm hearing another radio going off in the background here at my place. I got to figure out what that is. Anyways, the Tuesday TechNet, it's a beautiful, nice, warm day. Be sure it's going to be a little bit warmer tomorrow before it cools down, they say. And so make sure you stay well hydrated. If you're headed out on hikes in the evenings or on the weekends, watch out. The snakes are starting to move already. Don't need anybody bitten up by that or anything. Anyway, so I will moderate the net. I'll ask for questions, comments, or general check-ins. I will be doing a little commentary type thing, maybe because I think we got a bunch of new hams that are probably listening. Hopefully we'll get to check in, and we'll talk about some of the other satellite stuff, word meanings and stuff later on in this. This session is being recorded, and you'll be able to find it later tonight or tomorrow morning off of the W6MMM.club website. Go to links and you'll get that. It will take you to the page. It will have all the past recordings on it, too. So, once again, Len, WA6KLK for the 2C TechNet. Anybody with questions? Okay, comments or general check-ins?
General check-in, NX6DX.
NX6DX, good to hear you, John. I got KK6 Victor Lima Victor also. John, I think it's KI6SLS. Is he local? I think he forwards some stuff from Bill up to you.
Local. He's Eureka. Yeah, he found, I guess he was, he pokes around on APRS and some other things, and I guess he saw a link associated with Bill's APRS icon, and so, yeah, anyway, I kind of dug in. I didn't know Bill was into music. I kind of dig some of his music, had a chance to listen to a little bit of that. And I'm going to probably be in and out, you know, listening on this net. I've got to do some things. I've got to get ready to go to Sacramento, like, real early in the morning. So I'm going to probably be listening and not listening and, like I say, in and out.
Okay, well, I think SLS also tapped in and listened to one of the TechNet recordings or something. So, yeah, tell him hello when you talk to him and... Yeah, sorry you got to get up at, darn 30 in the morning. Thanks for being there, John. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
Hello, Mike 6, Tango, Tango, Quebec, just checking in.
Good evening, Cole. Good to hear you on, sir. I was talking to some people whose daughter goes to school with you the other day. And I couldn't think of your call, much less your first name, until after I got home. Senior moment, so I apologize for that. I think the student's only in the 8th grade, though.
It's okay, yeah. We have quite a few students, so. Well, thank you for the net tonight, Len. KM6TTQ.
Okay. I'm going to talk about some procedures with repeaters on the air and uses of phonetics tonight. Bill will be on and talk about some of the satellite stuff after a bit. Questions, comments, general check-ins to CTechNet.
Good evening, Len. Check me in, please. Kilo Juliet 6, Zulu Victor Romeo.
Thank you, Don. Good to see you today and have a chat with you. Still pretty warm here. What does it say? 81, 82 degrees outside here yet. Very comfortable. And I guess we can relay Joyce in.
You can check in herself. She's right here.
So, Juliet 6, Zulu Victor Sierra, and it is 75 degrees here, so cooling off. Fixing to close a couple of windows. KJ6 CVS.
Okay, thank you, Joyce. And I'm sorry I forgot my analyzer today, but I think I got to have a little bit more time and somebody else will try to figure out that problem there. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
KJ6OUY.
Good evening, Lee. You're probably down in the 60s there on a beautiful day on the coast.
I have no idea. It was absolutely perfect weather for shorts and sleeveless and just a great day.
Okay. Well, don't get sunburned over there. Questions, comments, general check-ins for Tuesday TechNet.
KM6SHY.
KM6SHY. Eric, it is, I believe.
Correcto. Thank you for doing the net, Len. And it is in the shade here, 2 miles inland, 61 degrees. So, boy, you can be outside. It's really nice. Anyway, KM6SHY.
Okay. Okay, if we gather up a couple, three, four more here, and then I'll go into some stuff that may bring up some questions. But we'll try to do that. WA6KLK, 2C TechNet, questions, comments, general check-ins?
KK6PZA.
Good evening. Rick, how's things in Calpella tonight?
Pretty good. Certainly hot in the sun. At least for me, I'm not used to it yet. Yeah. How's it for you?
Well, I didn't get any weed whacking done today, but a couple of other projects done, so that's good. Bill, KM6WYE, are you grabbing dinner, or can I get you checked in, then I'll come back to you.
This is KM6WYE. Yeah, please check me in, Len.
All right, you'll have plenty of time to go get dinner. Questions, comments, check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
AIC.
Kilo November 6 Alpha Alpha X-ray. Greg, New Ham since February.
Hello, Greg. Kilo November 6 Alpha Alpha X-ray, I believe, in Lake County. Good to have you aboard. Hoping to get a few more new ones in here tonight because we're going to discuss some things for the new hams. Thank you very much. Who is the AI?
AI6, ISQ, Jim in Ukiah.
Hello, Jim. I had it Alpha India. Speaks for phonetics. How you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, I have a question.
Go ahead with your question.
I've been doing a little noodling around in my shop, fixing some stuff, and I came across some resistors and was checking them and found a really wide swing in what I was getting from the resistors. And I know there's a tolerance, but what's your experience been with that?
Well, standard resistors are 20% tolerance. And then silver resistors are 10%, gold resistors are 5%. Then there's others, and I forget exactly what the special marking is, that are down at 1%. I think it's written on them lots of times. Newer resistors are usually pretty close. Old resistors that have been used or something can wander off pretty well.
Thank you for that. I was kind of wondering if it was my VOM, but my VOM is pretty good. So anyway, thanks. Back to you.
All right, glad I could help. Questions, comments, check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
I have a question that I want to relay by email, KJ6ZBS.
KJ6 is ZBS. Here with a question by email from somebody. Go ahead.
This came to me from a new ham, the most recent license, and he states that when he tried to apply for a license on the FCC website, that he, due to an expired GMRS license that he let expire a few years ago, that he had to get a waiver and renew the GMRS before he could do anything for getting a ham license. Have you ever heard of that, or is that just some kind of a glitch on the website? KJ6CVS.
Boy, that's one I have no answer for. He had to waive the GMR license in order to go ahead and get the ham license. That doesn't sound right. I have no answer. We might have to get Jonathan or one of the Lake County GMRS people to answer that out for us, if they may have a better idea. Either that, or he's just going to have to ask the FCC, how come I had to do a waiver over here to get the ham ticket? I've got no answer for him, Joyce.
Well, I didn't either. I told him that actually he has a call sign assigned, so it appears that he does have a ham license, but he said that the website required a waiver and then renew the GMRS, which he doesn't want to do. He's got a ham license now. So it was just something that he asked me. I told him, well, if there were any question about it, I'd call FCC directly, but thought somebody might know. KJ6CVS. Thanks, Len.
Yeah, I have no idea. Thanks, Joyce, for bringing it in. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet. And that as we go along. We just had 50-some-odd new hams licensed in the area, Mendocino and Lake County. Many of these people with no experience other than what they got out of their classes and out of their book. So hopefully people will help them along. Repeaters have input frequencies and output frequencies that are different. They're usually up high location, and like this, there may be several of them all linked together. So when you use repeaters, you always want to wait 1 or 2 seconds after you key up before you start talking, in case they are linked, so that all of the repeaters, if they are linked, will come up and everybody will hear you and not miss the first few words. A break. The repeaters have tones, and that means actually you could have two repeaters on the same frequency with different tones. Something like Cal Fire does this. They'll have the same input and the same output on their fire frequencies, but they were on different mountaintops. And so by using a different PL tone, which is a subaudible tone that's got to be programmed in for repeaters, they can open up the different mountaintops. And then here in the amateur bands, we have negative offsets, where the transmit frequency is lower than the receive frequency. and positive offsets where the transmit frequency is higher than the receive frequency. A lot of people will, let me drop it here. A lot of people, when they program their radios or have somebody program them for them, I hope that they do learn how to program them themselves, because if you are out in the field and there's a shift in frequency on something that you're working with, and you don't know how to program your radio, it's pretty rough. Now I went and lost my track of mind. The PL tones, the up and down portions, and these are things you need to know, and you also need to know how to program the radio. That's very, very important. I'm trying to get back to my line of thought, and I went and forgot it, folks. But the radios do work quite well, even the HTs. If you're hearing me, I am going through a repeater course. It's up on a mountaintop, and if you're on one of these little HTs, you'll probably hear me. I probably can hear you, too, if you go up into the repeater. If it was a simplex, I would not maybe be able to hear you in some cases. Let me break. Lots of people program their repeaters with a word like Laughlin or Cotto or Sunnell or Fishrock or Fort Bragg or Ukiah or something, i.e. the alpha part of the thing, so that they just turn to that in their radio. Well, this is fine, but you really need to know, because somebody's going to ask you, what repeater are you on? Well, I'm on this repeater. Well, maybe there's two or three repeaters on that hill, and you should learn what the numerical part of the repeater is. Like here in Willits and Ukiah, I am using the 147.390 repeater with a positive offset, which means the transmit frequency is higher, and a PL of 103.5. But if you don't know that stuff, somebody may not be able to get around to it, but that is something new hams in particular need to learn, and probably should program up numerically until later on they get so they can say, oh yeah, I'm on Laughlin, that's blah, blah, blah. Break. Okay, you don't need to call CQ on a repeater. You can holler, hey, who's out there? CQ is normally used down simplex or on the HF bands, not normally used up on repeaters. Simplex, it can be used at times. Usually, hey, this is so-and-so. I'm mobile out on I-5 near Sacramento. Anybody on this frequency? And you give the frequency. The reason why you give the frequency, particularly when you're working simplex, when you're calling somebody or looking for somebody, is like a lot of us, we scan the frequencies. And if we're in the other room, we might hear you, but we don't know what frequency you are on. So we come back in here, and if you don't come back, we've had no way to figure out what frequency you were on where we could stop our radio and call you back. Break. Nets are held on repeaters. They're also held on simplex frequencies. Net controls for some of the nets rotate. Some of them stay the same. Some of them can be co-hosted. Lots of times there is a set protocol for each of the nets. Other times it's a little bit looser. The net control is the one that will run it, and they'll run it as they see fit, and it makes no real difference. In times of an emergency type situation, it will tighten up and be not anywhere near as loose. But it's good to get in, work the nets, find out who you can work, who you can hear, simplex as well as working repeaters. Because in an emergency, there is a potential for the repeaters to go down and you may not be able to reach them. There's one way to work around that, though, right? To work around that, you can reverse, i.e., you call on the output of the repeater and listen on the input of the repeater. And if somebody is close in to you, they will probably hear you, and you can talk back and forth, but then you don't hear all the other people that might be in there either. But that's one way to work around it, and it's a good thing to remember, right? On simplex nets, lots of times, like I do, rather than calling by an alphabetical group, I'll call out by areas, Lake County area, coastal area, Ukiah area. And I may have stations in those areas that I will use as a relay station, as maybe I don't get into that station. When I lived on a mountaintop, I had pretty good luck getting in place. We also had a remote base station up on a mountaintop that I could use, too. It's not up anymore. I have high hopes that it will come back up before long. So in the meantime, I'll use stations that I can hear, and I'll have them call in an area, and you might be hearing me, but I may not be hearing you, but the relay station may be in your area. You hear them, and you can answer up to them, and they'll relay your call and any information you have back into the net control, who's the acting person in the relay station that's just helping them. Rick? So, now, down to our 50-plus new hams, and I welcome you all to Amateur Radio. You're scattered Lake County, Mendocino County, and all around. Some of you have radios, so some of you might be listening on a scanner. Calls are out. Joyce has sent out a list of calls. I have that list. Don't have it in front of me, but she has notified each and every one of you new hams of what your call is. And that's something she picked up from the FCC. And welcome to ham radio. And you know, to try to get back and acknowledge it. We have lots of fun. There's all kinds of different nets. But one thing before we get into different kinds of nets, I wish to discuss further that is going to be very, very critical now. Rick? WA6KLK. Needed the ID. Thank you, Solon. We have many calls in this latest batch. They all start with B. B as in Bravo. And there's the B, the Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, you know, Victor, Papa, V, C, D, E, G, P, V, Z. So, it's very nice to have a funny little call that you've made up with your letters. I have several. Other folks have several, or some that use them on the air all the time. But in a net, you need to use the call phonetically as you should or would in an emergency. In the full call phonetically, like mine would be Whiskey Alpha 6, Kilo, Lima, Kilo. And by doing that slowly and phonetically, we can probably identify you if the signals are weak or noisy, or in the case of all these new calls, many, many of the letters are going to sound exactly the same. And until we learn to identify your voice or something like that, you need to do it phonetically, but and a good way is practice, is to use it on all of the nets at all times. Break.
WA6JBK checking in.
Thank you, Alan. WA6JBK. Any questions, Sir General check-ins at this time? comments. General check-ins to CTechNet.
AN6BIW, Kilo November 6, Bravo India Whiskey checking in.
Kilo November 6, Bravo India Whiskey.
Yep, Charles, Fort Bragg.
Welcome aboard, Charles. Happy to have you. Signal's got a slight touch of noise into it, into the system, but you're doing very well. Glad to have you aboard, sir. And anytime we meet each week here. Any other questions, comments, or general check-ins to CTechNet?
Kilo Mike 6, Mike Foxtrot Hotel. This is Dale in Lucerne, checking in, no traffic.
Good evening, Dale. Work home aboard. You're a new call here in the log, too. Kilo Mike 6, Mike Fox Hotel, Lucerne, Lake County. Good to have you aboard, sir. Questions, comments, general check-ins to CTechNet?
J6CVS.
Okay, J6 Zulu Victor Sierra. Go ahead, Joyce.
Here, Dan, Attabrook Trails, trying to check in. Kilo November 6. Bravo Charlie Lima, I believe is his call. And Dan, I don't think you have the PL because I'm hearing you. You might be coming through to me simplex, but you're not opening the repeater. That is correct, 103.5.
Apparently on simplex also.
He must be coming in simplex. I'm hearing him here, Len, but you're not getting him down there at all.
Yeah, so, and I missed the name. I think it was Jan. Jan, you're going to have to put in the offset you'll receive on 147.39, and when you hit the push to talk, it would change to 147.99. With the PL, because if she was hearing you, then you're on a simplex and not running in a repeat mode besides the PL. And if he's not talking, Joyce, if he's listening there, if he gets it set up, break back in at any time and we'll pick you up that way. Otherwise, I'm going to move on just a little bit.
I believe he's checking his radio, Lynn, to see how he has it set up. So if I hear him and you don't, I will, again, let you know. KJ6CVS.
Okay, thank you, WA6KLK. Into the nets. There's the Tuesday TechNet here. There's a DigiNet sometimes on the frequency here. These five repeaters are called countywide. There's one on Laughlin Peak between Willits and Ukiah, one at Laytonville on Cottle, one on Sunnell at Hopland, one on Hunter's Point in Upper Lake, and one on Fish Rock down in the Point Arena area. They are all on different frequencies. There's Hunter Peak and Fish Rock have different PLs than the other three. The other three, all Sunnell, Laughlin, Cottle, all have 103.5. And they are all linked together on another amateur radio band. We won't go into that at this time. We don't want to confuse you any more than we are. On Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, lots of times in your local area is a local community simplex net. Frequencies can be found on whiskey6mikemikemike.club on the internet. whiskey6mikemikemike.club. Frequencies and times, net control, usually. And at 7:30, there's a countywide check-in where where the net control rotates. Communities all over Mendocino and Lake County check-in. And they do it by community name as to what check-ins they had in on their local net. And then they will call for any other individual stations who had not checked in yet, and they'll pick you up there. After that, there's a walking repeaters, an area-wide simplex net on 145.555 simplex, and I'll be right back. Marketing calls. Anyway, I have a wide area simplex there now. And then on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock here on Countywide, Joyce, KJ6ZVS, has a ladies-only net. Ladies-only net. And at 7:30 or after the ladies-only net on Thursday night here on Countywide, there is a swap net, normally run by Jonathan, KK6RPX, out of Albion. A break. The WARS webpage does keep things up and moving. There is a 1,350th breakfast coming up for the WARS Amateur Radio Club. They have a weekly breakfast on Friday mornings at 8 o'clock at Lumberjack's in Willits. But the breakfast has been going since 1993. And they're approximately at the 1,350th, plus or minus a few. And that will be a special breakfast. That will be Saturday, May the 4th. Saturday, May the 4th at 10 o'clock in the morning at Lumberjack's in Willits. Break. For those of you that don't have this next weekend planned out, Saturday, the 27th, at the Veterans Building in Sonoma, that is, you go to the plaza in downtown Sonoma, go to the corner of 3rd and Spain, and go north half a mile or a little better. Veterans Building will be on the right. There's a swap meet. Starts about 7:30, quarter 8 in the morning. They will be serving breakfast. There's raffle prizes and a few other things happening down there if you want to get out and look at that. And then sometime June or July, I'm not sure when yet, there will be a barbecue and swap meet over in Albion on the coast. It'll be a lot of fun. Break. Okay, questions, comments, general check-ins.
KJ6, IBP, on foot mobile.
Hello, John, KJ6, IBP, foot mobile. Good to have you aboard, sir. Okay, I've covered nets, tones, some of the frequencies. The use of phonetics. Do not be afraid to pick up the mic and talk. It's one of the little harder things to get over with, but it will all come easily. And I believe that sometime in June also is going to be a picnic lunch in Willits at the park. Hang on a minute, WA6KLK. Same people don't know what they were called and told. WA6KLK. So, looking at the time, I'm going to move over and give Bill, my co-host here, KM6WYE, satellite information he's going to talk about, maybe go back over some of the words I'm 6WYE, WA6KLK, and you'll have to look for new people coming in, too.
Roger that, and thank you, Len. This is Kilo Mike 6, Whiskey Yankee Echo, Bill up here in Tomkai. Thanks for doing the net, Len, and, well, I just figured we could keep this pretty short and kind of just touch on a little bit of what we talked about last week. If anybody has any questions about that, the satellites there, we have some frequencies. We didn't really get to finish everything we were going to talk about, but we were pretty close. So we will keep it short and see. Anybody out there want to check in or have questions? KM6WYE, Tuesday TechNet.
KM6NHH, Mark checking in.
Mark, thank you for checking in. Do you have any questions?
Just real quick, I don't know if anybody participated in the latest SSTV contest on the ISS, the radio thing there. I was just wondering if anybody submitted imagery, just a random question. I don't know if it's appropriate for this, but just wondering if anybody in the area has been participating. If so, I have a question for them. All right, thanks, KM6NHH.
Oh, very nice. Well, I was wondering the same thing. I was able to decode a few images. They were really staticky compared to last time on my side. But anybody out there submit any of their decoded images? Well, last time they did it, I think it was February, I had submitted four or five of the images I got. And they sent me some pretty cool little award with my call sign and name on it in the email, of course. But, I don't know, it's pretty cool from NASA and the ISS, so definitely worth submitting. It's kind of a cool little keepsake.
Yeah, real quick, I submitted partials in February and never heard anything back, so I thought I wanted to check on. Anyway, good to know you got something. Thanks so much.
Oh, Roger. Well, maybe check your spam filter in your mailbox. You'd have to go way back at this point, but it might be worth a check. Well, thank you for the question. Anybody out there want to check in or with questions? KM6WYE.
Contact WA6KLK for Mark. HH, you still there?
This is Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, I think there's, and I don't have the book in front of me, I think there's another Kids Day coming up pretty short.
Oh, right on. Hey, good to know about that, Len. Yeah, I'd love to find out more about that and have some fun with them out there.
Yeah, check the QSTs or check ARRL website. If I find it, I'll try to get back to you somehow. Thank you, WA6KLK. Back to you, Bill.
Okay, anybody else want to check in for the Tuesday TechNet or with questions? Go ahead now.
W6GRC.
W6GRC, thank you for being there. Do you have any questions?
Hi, Bill. I guess one would be, how's my... I'm portable at the moment, and so I just want to give a shout. If we could, maybe when you terminate the net, I'd appreciate being able to visit you at the moment, Bill.
Roger. Okay, well, your signal is a little bit low. There's a little bit of static, but I think it was mostly, I copied 95% of that, and I think after the net, the DigiNet is happening on local countywide here. I'm not sure, I think pretty much Rick and I will be on that, but after that, I would be down. Also, another day would also work, so whatever works for you. My email, if you want to email me, that also works, km6wye@gmail.com. Did that answer your question?
That would be great, except I'm walking the dog, so I can't really write anything. I'll try to remember your, I know I can remember your call. If I could, what I was looking for mostly was an email address from you and Rick. And if you would, include it. Zip it to me at w6jrc@arrl.net. Thanks for taking the time on the net. I appreciate it.
Okay, I got that down. No problem. We'll send you an email very shortly. And thank you for being there. We Would anybody else like to check in or have any questions? KM6WYE. Okay, well, we'll cover some frequencies that we did last week. I know we shortly, briefly talked about the satellites and the APRS satellites, the ones that I'm referring to. They're a little bit different than terrestrial APRS, as in they have a different frequency and a different digipath. That's a setting within the radio or the software. The frequency that they use is 145.825. I repeat, 145.825. And the digipath that you want to change is ARISS, wide 2-1 with no spaces. ARISS, wide 2-1. And I'll break for check-ins and comments. I think I heard someone break the repeater. Was there someone there? Come back now. Okay, hearing nothing, we will keep going. The NOAA satellite frequencies, some other fun stuff to do is just to decode some of the NOAA satellites. It's not necessarily amateur radio, but you can use your radio to do it. The software we didn't really get into, the software to use for that is WX2, as in T-O, I-M-G. That's WXTOIMG. It's a free software. I'm not sure if they have it on Android, Mac, but they do have it on Windows for sure. Definitely worth checking out. You'll need to be in upper sideband, and you'll probably need some Doppler shift correction, so an interface or a CAT cable and the software Ham Radio Deluxe, or you can do the Doppler correction by hand. A lot of people do that. I've done it. It works out. So the NOAA satellites I will get into right after we stop for check-ins. Anyone out there want to check in? Go ahead.
KM6BCL, that's Kilo November 6, Bravo Charlie Lima, checking in.
Thank you for being there and thank you for the check-in. Do you have any questions?
Not as yet, just lurking.
Roger, roger. That's what I like to do a lot, too. Well, thank you for being there, and thanks for the check-in. Anyone else want to check in?
Question.
Go ahead with the question, please.
This is KJ6OUY. What was that site you were citing before? I couldn't find a pencil in time.
No problem. Which was it, a website or was it a soft piece of software?
Software.
Okay, that's the NOAA weather decoding satellite software. It is WXTOIMG. I'll repeat, WXTOIMG. That's the weather to image, basically. But that's a pretty good piece of software if you have a Windows computer. And anyone else like to check in? Thank you for the question there. I think I heard someone else trying again. Please go ahead. Okay, we will continue. I'll just get these NOAA frequencies out real quick. There's a couple more things that we didn't talk about last week I'd like to talk about before time runs out. So, the NOAA frequencies, there's three weather satellites that are currently functional as far as I know. NOAA 15, the frequency is 137.62 megahertz. These are going to be listened to in upper sideband. You can use lower sideband, but FM doesn't really work. So the next satellite is NOAA 18. The frequency is 137.9125. I repeat, 137.9125. And the final satellite is NOAA 19. The frequency is 137.1. I repeat, 137.1. And is there anyone out there liking to check in or need for me to repeat that or questions.
I doubled with you, and there's some people probably lost about the fourth to the last and the third to the last bill. Somebody out there I think was trying to break in was a handy-talkie. Find a spot where your receiving is very well by moving the handy-talkie up, down, in, out, in the body, left or right. When you get to a spot where it's very good, then that's where you want to travel and you try to transmit from. If you're inside a building, go outside. If you're in Fort Bragg, try to go to the north side of the building. If you're using the caudal repeater, Ukiah to the north side, put trails to the south side, and give it another shot. Go ahead, Bill. WA6KLK, apologize for doubling on you.
Hey, no problem, Len. KM6WYE. Would anyone else like there out there like to check in? All right, well, someone just booted their computer up in anticipation for the DigiNet, and it transmitted a Windows sound through the countywide. Just want to let you know, you might want to mute your Windows sounds, whoever just turned their computer on. But I didn't hear any other check-ins. I did hear that someone needed me to repeat something. Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I doubled with you when you were giving your last several downlink frequencies. You may want to give the last three or four of them again, Bill, WA6KLK.
Roger, gotcha. No problem. All right, the NOAA 15 satellite frequency is 137.62. I repeat, 137.62. The NOAA 18 satellite is 137.9125. I repeat, 137.9125. The NOAA 19 satellite is 137.1. I repeat, 137.1. You'll want to use upper or lower sideband, and you'll need to adjust for Doppler using the computer or by hand. And that basically means you start at a frequency above the one I just gave you, and you follow the pitch down as it passes to a frequency lower than the one I just gave you. And so I guess we'll break check-ins and questions. Anyone out there? Come now.
Question?
Len, I got you IBP. Wait 1 second. Len, go ahead.
Now, a bunch of the satellites are the weather satellites he was just talking about on the sideband. Folks, it's going to take a different radio if you got just a little FM 2-meter radio, but there are some, I think, of the weather map satellites that do transmit in FM. Just to point that out, so don't worry about it. It's just something else to play with in the future. If you're in Newham, grab some of your buddies that you know from your Newham class, get them on the air, and don't be afraid to raise any questions, and we'll go from there. And I think you had somebody else in there that might have been Lee, WA6KLK.
I think I heard IBP. Did you have a question there, John?
I was wondering, I can get those frequencies on AM. Is there any chance at all of getting any positive results?
That's a pretty good question. I say the only way to find out is to try. I mean, I guess you could do a Google search. I haven't tried AM. I know that it doesn't work in FM, but it's worth a try. So I say track the satellite and when they're passing over, see what happens. Get the program out. It's pretty easy to plug in. You can use a headphone cable out of your speaker jack of your radio right into the microphone cord, headphone to headphone wire, the microphone plug of your laptop. Or you can just use the speaker from the radio into the microphone, you know, auditorily. But thank you for that. I don't know the answer. Maybe someone else out there does. Anyone else know the answer to that question? KM6WYE.
WA6JBK.
WA6JBK, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, without a deep frequency oscillator to, like you would use to receive CW, very unlikely it would work.
Well, thank you very much for that. Sorry, John. Sounds like it might not work. But, you know, experimentation is always fun, too. So, anyone else there out there want to check in? KM6WYE.
Question?
Hey, Rick, how are you doing tonight? And go ahead with your question.
I'm great, Bill. Thank you. KK6PZA. Could you review for us, perhaps, ways to know when and where the satellites are coming? Are there websites and or applications?
Absolutely. Thanks, Rick. The website that I use is www.nnovember2yankeeoscar.charlieoscarmike. November2yankeeoscar.charlieoscarmike. That's a really good website. Shows every amateur satellite. Shows you where they are in real time. You can probably even find the frequencies for the ones as they're coming over. And another piece of software that I use is Android based. It may be on the iPhone too. It's called Heavens Above. Heavens with an S at the end. Above. It's a pretty great piece of software. It has a whole section on amateur satellites and another section on the ISS. When you click on a satellite that's going over live in real time, you can see the information, the frequency, and some more information about when it was launched and other fun stuff like that. So that's a pretty good one. And there's one more thing, but I'll break for check-ins. The last piece of software that I use is called Ham Radio Deluxe. It's a paid piece of software, but there's also a free version, and I think there's a trial version too. But it's got a really great satellite section with a giant, massive list of satellites that it updates their location all the time when you're online, and it's pretty great. That's also the program that you can use to control your radio's tuning to adjust for the Doppler, and but you need an interface or a CAT cable. But, you know, you can look that up on Google, how to do that. Everybody's radio is different. And anyways, break for check-ins. Sorry. KM6WYE.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rick, KK6PZA. The Ham Radio Deluxe software, which you can find the free version, even if it doesn't support your radio, you can just kind of go past that part of where it's trying to set up and you don't have the interface and complains for a moment. But then it just fires up and you can still get access to these other parts, the satellite tracking part, which does show the Doppler changes if it's online, if the computer's online. You can follow those indications manually. Over.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I hadn't even done that. I just did it by pitch, but that's pretty cool. You can see the frequency that it should be on, and so you can manually adjust to the frequency that it's telling you on the computer screen. That's pretty great. I like that. Thank you for that, Rick. Would anyone else like to check in for the Tuesday TechNet, KM6WYE?
Question.
Hello, Mike Fitch. Sierra Hotel November, Will from Bell Springs. No questions, but enjoying the discussion.
Thank you, Will, for being there. We got you down. And there was a question in there. Question, please go ahead.
Could I inquire as to your location? I do better with hands-on training.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think that I probably explain a little better when I can show you what I'm talking about, too. Well, my location is Tomkai. I am a little bit north of Redwood Valley. I'm pretty easy to get to in Willits. I come to the coast quite often. I have family over there, and I'm willing to come and help you out if you need. So shoot me an email if you have a pen or a piece of paper, KM6WYE@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. It's KJ6OUY, clear.
Absolutely. Glad to help, and thank you for that. Anyone else with questions or check-ins? Okay, hearing nothing. I did want to go over really quickly. Looks like we have only a couple minutes, so very quickly, I wanted to go over a couple websites you can check out if you want to try to work some of the syncs, the SSB or CW satellites, the single sideband or Morse code satellites. So, one of the websites to check out is www.am, as in Mike, SAT.org. amsat.org/stats. It's a pretty handy website. It'll show every satellite, every amateur satellite that's in orbit. It shows you their status, and you can click on them and get the frequencies. There's all sorts of information on how to tune into them and work them. So definitely recommend you check that website out. And I think that we're pretty much out of time here, so I'm going to call it and pass it back to WA6KLK. This is KM6WYE for the Tuesday TechNet. Thank you, everybody, for having me.
Okay, thank you, Bill. KM6WYE, WA6KLK, Tuesday TechNet. Questions, comments, check-ins before I have a few things to wrap it up with? Okay, Bill talked about CW and satellite and sideband satellites. There's a bunch of FM satellites up there, too. Some of them were discussed last week. That is available on tape, and you can pull that off the Internet. But there are FM satellites. Okay, for some of you new hams, some of you, the other your friends that are new hams may not have radios yet. If they have a scanner they listen to police and fire on, they can plug in this 147.39 here, depending upon what area it is, and listen to the net. And they'll get it just like if they were listening on a radio, so a scanner will receive the proper frequency, countywide frequency in the area. And if there are questions for me and you do not have a radio because you're listening on a scanner or something, WA6KLK@ARRL.net. Whiskey Alpha 6 Kilo Lima Kilo at ARRL.net, and I'll pick them up there. Break. This session and several past sessions are recorded. They're reachable through Whiskey 6, Mike, W6MMM.club, C-L-U-B. That's the Willits Amateur Radio Society webpage. Go to the links. Check out all the other pages, too, but you can go to links. You'll find the TechNet. Click on that, and then you'll be able to make a choice of which session you want to listen to. These sessions will be audio only, no visual, audio only. They'll run from 50 minutes to an hour. They can be stopped. They can be backed up, so you can keep playing something over and over until you finally get it figured out a little bit. If don't, well, come up next week, ask us a question, email me a question. We'll take our time to do what we can. My thanks to Bill, KM6WYE, for co-hosting, and also for doing all of the recording and getting it up on the Internet. Thanks to W6MMM.club for letting us put the TechNet links onto it. Thanks to Greg Glavich, WA6RQX, for the use of his countywide linked system. Good night, all. Take care. This is Len, WA6KLK, for the Tuesday TechNet. Catch you tomorrow night on one of the nets, or anytime you hear me on, give a holler. Otherwise, we'll see you Tuesday. WA6KLK.